From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has asked Parliament to decide how and when she can give up power over an influence-peddling scandal taking the country's political crisis deeper into uncharted terrain. The main opposition Democratic Party rejected Park's offer, calling it a ploy to escape being impeached, and said it would continue efforts to bring an impeachment motion in Parliament, which they have sought to do as soon as Friday. Park's approval ratings have plummeted, and protesters have called for her removal from office over corruption allegations. Her close friend and former aide has been indicted in a case where she is said to have inappropriately pressured businesses to contribute money to foundations set up to back Park's initiatives. Colombian officials say there were only 5 survivors out of 81 passengers on a chartered aircraft carrying a Brazilian First Division soccer team that crashed on its way to Medellín's International Airport. Aviation authorities said that the aircraft, a British Aerospace 146 short-haul plane, operated by a Bolivian charter airline, declared an emergency at 10 Monday night due to an electrical failure. Authorities and rescuers were immediately activated, but an Air Force helicopter had to turn back due to low visibility. The aircraft, which made a stop in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, was transporting the 1st Division Chapecoense soccer team from southern Brazil. The team was scheduled to play Wednesday. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in the rebel-held areas. The rebels reported Monday that the government airstrike Sunday is on eastern Aleppo. This is VOA.